Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So staying on the sports conversation, Jalen, $304 million for how many years?
Five years. So he's getting $60 million a year.
5 years, $304 million. Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe.
French of, I think his PSG. Family's originally from Congo.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'll double check.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
One of the greatest soccer players currently playing. Mm-hmm. Had a hell of a performance in the World Cup. They lost, but he had like 5 goals that game. It was crazy. Damn. So Saudi Arabia.
They're gonna kill you. Not that game. During the series. He had three. Did he have three? I think he went for a hat trick in the final.
No, he had like 4 goals in the final. I watched it.
Yeah, he had three. He had three.
I think he had more because then there was a penalty kick.
Those don't count. They don't count those.
They're goals.
They don't count.
How many goals did he have?
I think he had three.
All right.
But they don't count the up now.
Yeah, 3 goals.
Yeah, penalty kicks don't count.
And 2 penalty kicks.
But one penalty kick, bro. Stop.
Paris. So he's in PSG right now.
Yes.
And so this is interesting. So this is what they offered him. Saudi Arabian team Al Hilal at a proposed fee of $332 million. To his team, they had to pay the team $332 million to try to negotiate to get him off. That was like the
transfer fee.
Yeah, and then they offered him $776 million, and it sent shockwaves
for one year. Okay, yes,
and it sent shockwaves through the whole entire sports industry. So, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund.
Yep.
Backed by Al Hilal, was previously linked to Argentinian legend Lionel Messi, when they tried to get him, but then he went to Miami before making his move to enter Miami. So the latest, offering just shows how much Saudi Arabia is willing to spend for athletes. They offered Tiger Woods $1 billion to play golf. He turned that down. They offered Messi, $600 million, something like that.
Something crazy, like $600 million. Yeah, like
he turned it down. Now they offered Mbappe.
Well, somebody did take the money.
Well, Ronaldo. Well, a few people did, but Ronaldo took the money for sure. But they offered Mbappe $776 million for 1 year. He could actually went back to play in Europe after that year was over, and he declined that money.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, this is extremely interesting on a few different levels.
Mm-hmm.
The key is the country's public investment fund.
Yes.
So this, when you see like how they have this type of money, how did, like, I was talking to my son and he was saying like, who's paying for this? Like, who's doing this? So, the country's public investment fund, right? So now it goes back to rebranding the country.
Yep.
And Saudi Arabia has traditionally had a stigma that was not friendly to foreigners, right? Very religious country, very strict country. No alcohol, no nightclubs, different things that, you know, people, especially in Western society, deem as entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed in Saudi Arabia. But they understand that the future of oil can only live for so long. So they've already been diversifying their portfolio for a long period of time, from investing to real estate to a variety of different things. But I think, you know, watching Dubai rebrand itself, or they never even had a brand Dubai, but, you know, building itself as a tourism capital of the world and seeing that, you know, that's their next door neighbor, mm-hmm. it gave them idea to say, okay, well, if Dubai can do this, let's just sit back and see how this works out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have more money than they do. So anything that they can do, we can do at a higher level, because we have ultimately a never-ending amount of cash readily available to us. And what better way to change people's hearts and minds other than entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
They did a festival last year, music festival last year, with DJ Khaled and Future and Roddy, Ross, Fat Joe was there. And then, you know, they're moving into sports. So started with golf, they're merging with the PGA. We'll see if that actually goes through. And then, you know, football, which is soccer in America, mm-hmm. which is the world's biggest sport, most popular sport.
Yeah.
And they've made, you know, a lot of inroads, and they've been targeting different players at the highest level. And few have taken it. Few have declined.
Who else has been out there?
Who's else has been out there for what?
I got Swiss Beats.
Mm-hmm. Swiss lives. He's actually a citizen. We talked about that on Assets Over Liabilities. Actually, we talked about Saudi Arabia with Swiss Beats at Assets Over Liabilities. Check that episode out right now on Wednesday. And he actually spoke his perspective, because he actually lives there. He's a citizen. Showed us his driver's license. And he had a very unique perspective on Saudi Arabia opportunities and why he's so interested in going out there. And he spends a lot of time out there.
Yeah, he has a camel racing team, and people thought it was a joke until you realize it's not. And there's a lot of money to made. And when we looked at sort of like the Kentucky Derby, right? Like, where a lot of people amass around that event, a lot of people mass around the camel racing. And you saw him do it when he had his team in Saudi. It's called Saudi Bronx. Shout out to them. Shout out to Mo and everybody over there. But he's bringing people every time that there's a big race. You've seen another person go over there. First is Will Smith. Then it's Maverick Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss is one of those guys, man. Very intelligent.
And this is something that, you know, shout out to Steve Harvey, but he has a company called Melt,
mm-hmm.
yeah. which is dedicated to the Middle East, which is, they bring entertainment and different events and different things of that nature to the Middle East. And we were lucky enough to get invited to his golf tournament last year, which we actually ended up winning.
Job well done.
Yes. Well, and that was in Abu Dhabi. So we got to go to the UAE and, you know, made a lot of great relationships over there. And he actually lives in the UAE. He's actually a citizen of the UAE. And he lives out there for part of the year. And a lot of people have been relocating and starting businesses. And I mean, even being in the UAE, we met, forget the celebrities, we met random people. From New York, from Chicago, from
who are moving out there.
who lived there. And like, I'm like, when you coming back to America? They're like, never. No plans.
Never worry. 31st.
No plans on ever coming back to America. Or they come back, you know, just to visit their family, but no plans of like leaving the life that they've established there. And they all said, they all said one thing. They all said, Saudi Arabia is coming. Like, Saudi is the move. Like, Saudi Arabia is coming. Mm-hmm. They got a war chest full of money. They are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's where we are.
And everyone think BRICS is a joke.
So what do you think? Would you have taken the money?
Hell yeah. Listen, I'm going to be real with you. If they offer 778 for assets over liabilities, I'm calling whoever at Revolt. And text Troy Rashad. Hey, bro, 700. I'm sorry. They emailed me first and I just closed the deal. Sorry. Yeah. Forgive me later. Hell yeah, I'll take 778. No question. But here's a.
Hey, did we mention that that's tax free?
I mean, they probably would have found a way to tax that.
For 776 for 1 year?
They would have definitely found a way. France would have found a way to tax
France,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. We talked about this in 2020 and 2021. If you want to get rich, listen to every episode. There's gems in every episode that you need. The fund is 51 years old. So to give comparison, Meta's market cap is $834 billion. Their fund is $778 billion. And no one talks about their investment fund or Saudi Aramco. And I think because as Americans, we have a lens that we were brainwashed to believe that we were the best. They are a formidable opponent. Now, if I was Ice Cube, I'd be on the phone every day to trying to sell Big Three. Okay, great. Adam want to block you out from partnering with the NBA? Take that ish right over to Saudi and go ahead and get you $2 or $3 billion and call it a day. But I think, like you said, they are trying to, and they're doing a great job of trying to endear themselves to us. And one of the things, like, if you want to win a war, it's a lot easier to win a war from outside in, from the people supporting you, opposed to trying to merely take it over. I'm really interested to see if Bronny and LeBron get to play together 1 year, if that next move is not to get LeBron to come over. Because if they offered him 776, will LeBron turn down 2.5 to go play overseas in 1 year? Well, also, too, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, let me so we shot to my guy. We did a Combs Court. We did a podcast 2 days ago.
Combo,
yeah.
And he actually asked me that question, and I answered it. And he said that he was like, you know, do you think that basketball is next? And I said, yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, basketball is probably the next biggest international sport as far as on the radar for people after football, soccer. Mm. What is
the number two international sport? Probably cricket.
I'm saying
for us,
cricket is not. It's India is 1 billion people. That's why cricket is so big. I'm saying across all continents played. When you got basketball, you got Africa, you got Asia, you got Europe, you got North America. So it's bigger. There's more people that watch the cricket finals, but that's centered in a small area of the world.
Gotcha.
It's not as widespread. It's not as widespread as basketball. It's not as widespread as basketball.
Debatable, but okay.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, and as far as the star power, it's not
that, that's not even close.
So yeah. I was saying that, yeah, I think that basketball will probably be the next thing. And I see them offering LeBron $1 billion to play. Like, let's say, like, this is his last year. Let's say hypothetically this is his last year. And, you know, next year he's 39. I think he'll be 39 years old, 40 years old next year. And they just say, 40, all right, you know, you're done playing in the NBA. Come over here, man. Just have some fun. $1 billion for one
for 35 season. Games. Come on.
So that was my thing. I'm like, look, I don't know if it's LeBron, right? The key is, so Ronaldo got $200 million per year for 2 years, right? And that's because of his age. Had they offered this to him 10 years ago, that would have $1 billion offer. The reason Mbappe is getting got offered the 776, partly is because he's 24 years old.
Yeah,
the youth is there, right? Messi got off for 600. So I said the argument to that was not even an argument, but like to add to it was like it would have to be the next NBA star who's like about to hit the peak of his prime. Like if a Zion was healthy or if Jock would, you know, wasn't going through his things, like that level of stardom, like the future face of it to go over for 1 year, it would be that equivalent. And then I could see the billion. I think LeBron could get an offer. I don't know if it'll be a billion, well, just because he's 40.
Who would take it is football players. And at some point, we got to have a conversation about how the NFL is running one of the most ruthless business operations ever created. So they have a whole thing to what they're doing with running backs right now is unbelievable.
That's a conversation. So
Saquon Barkley, who's the top running back in the league, can't get paid what he's worth because all of the owners are in agreement that they're going to use the running back up for their rookie contract. And then when it's time to pay them, they're just going to get a new rookie. And it's a system that
franchising, yeah,
is terrible. And these NFL players, particularly running backs, like they said, they might as well just get rid of the position if you don't want to pay them. This is an economic issue that nobody on these sports shows, I haven't heard anybody talking about.
Yeah.
But these players are really getting taken advantage of. And it's a system. It's obvious what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they are literally trying to just burn you out as much as possible for as little as possible.
Yep.
And by the time you actually are up for some real money, then they're just throwing you away.
All right. Now, first, Saquon's not top running back. That's just as a fan.
Like he's not the top running back?
No.
He's not one of the top running backs in the league?
He might be five or six.
He didn't have a hell of a season last year?
He's all right. He got hurt. If when he's healthy, he could be. He can be. That's just a person.
That's all right. Everybody else in life underperforming.
Nah, Nick Chubb is probably the best running back in the league. That's who? Just a fact. The person who led the NFL in rushing the past 2 years, who plays
Saquon Barkley is one of the best running backs in the league.
We're not going to debate sports with me.
He's not one of the best running backs in the league?
He's a great back. I said that. I just said he's not the top five. He's not top five. Christian McCaffrey, I'm probably putting ahead of him.
Christian's good.
Yeah, like.
Saquon's a beast, though.
When he's healthy, but he's been hurt, right? No, that's not beside the point. The fact is that they. So
look at his O-line, though.
Derrick Henry, they are trying to put something together where they're like having a running backs commission so they can discuss these problems. The NFL caught wind of it and they're trying to like take action against them. Like, hey, you guys can't have these meetings. The interesting part is like, this is true. The highest paid running back in the NFL going into this season is a rookie, right? From Texas. He was a number 11 pick. He signed his rookie deal. He is now the highest paid running back in the league. He hasn't taken one snap. Whereas a guy like Dalvin Cook, I'll probably put it ahead of Saquon as well, who was a veteran Pro Bowl player out of Minnesota, is trying to find a job. He can't get a job right now. Mm. Like, that's incredible, right? But the average career of a running back is very short. Yeah, on top of it, it's 3 to 4 years.
That's what Saudi Arabia should do. They should just start.
NFL is only an American game. They keep playing these games in London because the ownership from Jacksonville has ties to London. But I mean, people attend those games, but when people attend, it's like, they're fans of every team. It's not like they're there for a specific team. But they had the NFL in Europe and that was a complete disaster.
But
so they're trying to spread it, but it's an American game.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.